Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It is the Tuesday edition. The live from the bog in Saukville for the ESPN Milwaukee Open edition. They got to see Gabe and Chewy, and now we took their seats. Edition. I got a text, but first I got a tweet from Mark Tauscher about nicknames at about, what was that, 5:45?
No, it wasn't that early.
Six. I got up at 5:20.
Thank you so much. Nice.
That's a long, trek from Madison.
I mean, it is.
As you well know.
5:05.
My chauffeur had to get up even earlier.
Am I crazy, or is it all of a sudden Madison to Saukville, like 4 hours? It took me an hour and 21 minutes.
You drive faster than you should.
No, I don't think so.
Did you go through the town of Horicon?
No.
Did you see the Gabe Neitzel statue?
I don't think that was Horicon. Hortonville, maybe. Was it Hortonville?
No, it was Horicon.
Did you go through the west side of Madison?
No, sir.
Yeah, that's where we came from. So that was,
kudos,
that was a factor.
All right.
Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find in both the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay, but not today. The whole gang is together at the ESPN Milwaukee Open. Alongside me, Jesse Nelson, who has escaped the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, where
must be
Hunter...
It must be some lunch today.
There's some free lunch.
I heard there's lunch.
Where Hunter Vaughn is holding it down. Hunter, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Went and saw the Superman movie over the weekend. Loved it. Highly recommend you guys go see
it. Heard it was god-awful. Every review I've seen.
Hunter said it was fantastic.
Hunter
in the
went into
yesterday.
It knowing he was going to love it. Mike Francesca, the dude.
Francesca?
His review, if you haven't seen
it. How about a Francesca?
It is hilarious.
I did see
Mike Francesa's Superman review.
It had like a million some odd views, and I saw that, and it basically, and I don't want to spoil anything, and Hunter, don't spoil it for everybody, but it sounds like
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
It sounds like Superman is getting the crap beat out of him the whole movie. Is that accurate?
He's 3 years into being Superman, and it's the first time he's actually being challenged.
That's not what I'm.
Well, if people would actually open up a comic book and understand the character, yeah, that happens. It's not
what I'm asking. Did Superman get the crap beat out of him by multiple people in this movie?
No, it's literally only one person does.
It's not what Mike Francesca said. So maybe I'll.
Then he clearly didn't watch the same movie.
This is going to be one of the. This is going to be one of those airplane movies for me. I'll watch it when it gets to the airplane.
Well, I hope it goes better for you than
Superman. Sounds like you got it. Like Lois Lane was throwing him around.
What?
Yeah. No, not in a good way.
That was not where I was intending to start the show, but nevertheless, that has been our review. I hope it works out better than Oppenheimer did. That was
It's disappointing.
You were disappointed.
Well, this way I'm going in with super low expectations.
Yeah, thanks to Mike Francesca.
Unlike Hunter, I'm going into it thinking, Superman is kind of wimpy and is getting the heck beat out of him. And maybe he'll end up not
being
that.
Hunter's going to turn into the Incredible Hulk if you keep insulting.
I'm not insulting. I'm just going off of what
Man
I heard
of Steel.
From
Yeah, it's
my,
idiots that don't know the character are trying to make assumptions about the character.
Now you're being
He's
pompous.
He's calling a 50-year goat in the radio industry an idiot.
In fairness,
yeah,
I'd rather
he
hear Mad Dog's movie
in
review
fairness,
than Mike's.
And in fairness, Mike Francesca. He's at a different point in his career than he was when he was on top
yeah,
of
he
the
can be
radio
honest.
Game.
He can be honest about what he's doing. So, yeah, I think that's
And
a
I'm
good
being thing. Honest, he's a bum.
Wow.
Wow.
Bum. Hunter Vaughn called Mike Francesca a bum. Didn't have that on my bingo card from the old ESPN Milwaukee Open.
I didn't have any of this on our bingo card today.
Nor on the rundown. You getting back to where I was beginning, you sent a text and a tweet about nicknames, which we have discussed nicknames for as long as we've had this show, Tausch.
Will D. That's the that is your Jay Bird. You didn't like that.
It's true.
You think Big Dumper actually likes his nickname?
I don't think so. So explain to us what the genesis of your, because I always know something has really gotten you interested when you tweet about it, even before you text it to us.
Yes. So I was watching Unsportsmanlike this morning, and I saw, I'm going to be honest with you, this whole Miz baseball controversy got me more intrigued to watch some of the Home Run Derby. I haven't watched a Home Run Derby since Berman was going, back, 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 back. I was intrigued enough to watch
it. That
was
pretty good, by the way.
Max watched it with me, and it was, you know, the Big Dumper. And I love the nickname. I don't think he does. I just don't. And how many –
Did they give the backstory to this
nickname? He's got a big butt.
And he cannot lie.
That's what I think is why he's the Big Dumper.
You don't need much of a backstory on it.
He's got a backstory, and it's the Big Dumper. So they started calling him that, and I, when I did my hit with Telly and Eric this morning on the drive down, I said – Here's the tricky part. If someone gives you a nickname and you're young, if you act and say, I don't like it, they're going to pound you with it.
Yes,
so
you are correct.
So the tricky part. But I told the Charles Woodson story when Cliffy and I were in the training room, and Cliffy said, hey, Chuck, can you hand me that towel? And Charles didn't blink. He said, don't ever blink and call me Chuck again. And we were like, cool. He'd been around. If he was a rookie from, like, Winnebago State, we'd have been like, Chuck, go get the towel now, bro. Uh-huh. But instead, he's, you know, at that point, he wasn't a Hall of Famer, but we were like, all right, we'll respect Chuck's wishes, Charles's wishes, as we were. So that's the battle that Big Bumper.
Dumper.
Dumper has to deal with. So I get it. And what it made me think of is, as I was thinking, how lame the nickname game has gotten. Hey, Sparky. Hey, Johnny. Hey, you know, it's just everything's EY.
That's just your nicknames you give everybody.
What's the best nickname you've seen, other than Hall Monitor?
So I'm a little bit nervous about this topic.
Why?
Well, because I know things.
What do you know?
So you had a nickname as a player that was not the one that everyone calls you Tausch.
Yeah.
You're a beloved figure.
Yeah.
But the quarterback gave you a nickname that we've mentioned in passing on the show before.
Yep.
I assume you didn't really like it. Am I assuming
I
incorrectly?
I did not like it, and I think I harnessed it to where it was just him. There were some other people that would jump in when
Do you
would
mind
sit.
If we tell the story?
I don't know the story. There's not like a genesis of
well,
where it came from.
Well, that's why
he said he knows some
an origin
things.
Story, but Aaron Rodgers nicknamed you Cat Pig.
Mm-hmm.
Which does not feel like a term of endearment, even though I think that was his intention.
I don't think it probably was his intention.
Hmm.
And no, I didn't like it, and I was at the point in my career where if I was a rookie, I probably would have just taken it. But I didn't, and I didn't want that. And for the most part, it was kind of contested just into his little orbit.
Then he called you like CP,
which
was
CP
a little
was
more tolerable.
Yeah. And he was the starting quarterback. I think I don't remember all the stuff we called him, you know, not in public earshot. It is what it is. Yeah, that's the thing. Nicknames have to kind of fit with what you're doing. And that's where Big Dumper and Big Hurt and Big Aristotle, like the Big, again, Big Linda.
Big Mike.
I would love for some of these media folks that are all up in Big Thumper and Humper and Bumper and Jumper and whatever, I would love for them to do this in the female sports.
It ain't
going to happen. I don't envision that happening.
Right.
I think that shows the hypocrisy of this whole thing. But it just made me think of great nicknames from the Packers. And I started thinking, baseball-wise, you got the kid, Robin Yount.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Who else? What other baseball?
So if you watched
the Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak is
– So if you watched Just a Bit Outside, you learned that Paul Molitor didn't really like the nickname the Igniter. He mentions that in his interview. Mm-hmm. And Pete Vukovich talks about how he called him Doc. And so my question for you, and the reason
Doc.
I brought up
what was Doc
CP, yeah, is that it's one thing for there to be nicknames that are in the public sphere. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, in the locker room, having been a player, if there were a bunch of nicknames for guys that never really made it into – say a Jason Wilde article,
sure,
and were those the more creative ones? And as Big Dumper feels like an example of one that was intended for only in the locker room, and it's now become one that has entered the public consciousness for this guy who is leading the league in home runs and won the home run derby,
one of the stars of baseball,
probably
suddenly
doesn't want to be known as I love it when you call me Big Dumper.
I think he's embraced Big Dumper.
Well, he has to. He's had no choice. It's where he's at. The big Lamborghini with Cliffy was probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's a great one.
They gave him the moniker, again, because it made sense. You know, he is a thoroughbred.
But you put that into the public consciousness by telling me and probably other reporters about its existence.
Yeah.
Because now it's even something where we talked about when Brian Bulaga did this, when David Bakhtiari did this, we would ask them, how do you feel about having the big Lamborghini treatment, which dated back to your nickname for Cliffy, and how he rarely practiced and just took Sunday drives.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about a world-class sports car. You're not talking about –
talking about a world-class
You're not
nickname.
Talking about cat litter.
It was really good.
And you're not talking about, like, dumpers. So it's a little bit different. Right?
It's creative.
But it fit.
It did.
And it wasn't like negatively connotated. It was accurate. And by the way, he was a race car on Sundays, which is what it was.
Right.
So, yeah, that's where you have to – it's a lot to come up with a great nickname. And that's why, because we're such a Packer-dominant show, and I know you were itching and scratching yourself yesterday, I thought, and I put it out on Twitter, the best Packer nicknames of all time. And to me, there were three that I didn't even blink – that jumped out at me before I even put the tweet out.
Okay.
And I have my top three. If I may, Hunter, can you play the Superman soundtrack? No, can you play a little music for me to give my top three? Thank you very much.
That's the good one. That's the good music.
It's our official nickname music.
Number three, Gravedigger.
Yes.
It's the first one I thought of when you sent your text. It is a great nickname. Mm-hmm.
And it's only number three?
It should be closer to one. But I kind of look at this through the long eras of Green Bay Packer football. Some honorable mention.
I know what you're going to have now. Okay.
What do you think I'm going to have?
Well, if you're going through eras, doesn't Johnny Blood McNally have to be on the list?
He is an honorable mention. I did not put him in my top three.
Okay. All right. Paul Hornung,
yes,
the Golden Boy,
has to be in there.
That was the next one I thought of.
Because he's a Golden Domer, because he was Mr. America and all this other stuff. He is number two for me.
I have a guess.
Of what?
Your other nickname that's on your list. The Minister of Defense.
And Reggie White.
Yeah.
Impact.
Way to go, Justin.
I got one.
Great nickname. He was a minister. He's obviously very religious.
Very clever,
and
yes.
And he brought the defense up to another level. So those are my three. I don't think you can beat it. I mean, there's so many other – I mean, just selfishly for me, Eddie Toolbox West was my favorite. I just remember, Toolbox.
Yeah.
He's out there rambling around. He'd always – he had the quarterback, the muffin thing he could put his hands in.
Yes, the hand warmer.
He was a beast. That's my favorite nickname.
So it's – I don't know the origin story of that, and I want to make sure that was not just the Tauscher brothers who called him that. That was
Ed Toolbox West?
Yes,
no,
that was prevalent.
Yes. And Frankie, and I know Frankie didn't like this nickname.
He didn't like Bag of Donuts?
He did not. And it was kind of rude. I mean, you talk about, you know, a rude nickname. John Madden, I don't think, ever asked him. John Madden circled his gut and says he looks like he got a bag of donuts. I think that's why.
Is that where it came from?
I believe so, yes.
Bag of Donuts is a really good one, though.
Is it? He's
when you say Frank Winters, the first thing I think of is Frankie Bag of Donuts.
Yeah, that would irritate me if I was Frank.
So is Favre the gunslinger? Is that?
Yeah. That's a good nickname for him. He is a gunslinger.
I looked this up. The other person that I thought of when you sent the text before I started Googling was Larry McCarron. The Rock.
The Rock.
I think that's a really good nickname.
Fuzzy. Fuzzy Thurston is really good.
I just assumed that was his real first name.
I mean, are we saying Curly?
I don't know. Do we know his first name?
I think I thought I knew it, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
Is Curly technically a nickname?
I don't know. Earl Curly Lambeau, yes.
The Alabama Antelope?
So I was just about to give Cheesehead TV put this together many years ago. Frederick Charles Fuzzy Thurston, by the way.
Freddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fred Thurston.
Indeed, I believe his son's name is Fred. I think that's why I knew that. A few that Cheesehead TV put together. And they had Don Hudson, the Alabama Antelope.
What a great name.
At number one. I don't know if before today I had ever
heard that.
No.
It's an awesome nickname.
It's not.
Great if
the
no
Alabama
one ever
Antelope?
No.
It's way too long.
It's great. But if no one ever uses it, how great can it be?
All right.
You can't yell across the bar, "Hey, Alabama Antelope!"
You just did.
But no, I'm saying no one would
more
do that. That was for.
But you just did.
That was for effect. When we were at the Tellurian Golf Outing earlier this year, "Hey, Gravedigger!" Everyone knows.
Sure.
Gilbert Brown's going to wave.
Rolls off
That's
the tongue.
Big dumper. Cal Raleigh's going to wave to you.
I bet nobody even knows Cal Raleigh's name. I didn't. I didn't know his name.
John Brockington, who I think joined our show in the very early days of our program. The Crazed Camel.
Yeah.
I had never heard that either. Jerry Kramer's nickname was the Zipper.
Why is he?
Because he underwent so many surgeries.
That's not great.
Nah.
Number six, Chewy.
Chewy's not
bad.
Yeah.
Maybe we are overthinking this.
Number five, Frankie Bag of Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Number four, Willie Davis was apparently known, I didn't know this either, during the Lombardi era, Dr. Feelgood. Apparently before, was that Motley Crue that sang Dr. Feelgood? Reggie White, number three, Minister of Defense. Paul Hornung, number two, the Golden Boy. And as mentioned previously, the Alabama Antelope. Don Hudson. So the Gravedigger didn't even make their list.
Yeah,
that's messed up.
Come on, Cheesehead. You guys are better than that.
But to your point, not many nicknames now have the level of creativity.
Magic. Magic Man. Now, granted, it's Mikowski, but it wasn't Magic.
The Magic Man should be above the Alabama
Magic
Antelope.
Magic is a good nickname for that. Yep. Did Lynn Dickey have a nickname?
I don't think so. We should ask him. I am curious, though. Do you take, I don't want to say offense, that's too strong, but does it bother you that there are not more, the big Lamborghini was a great nickname.
Sure.
It was clever, it had meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Does it bother you that there aren't more frequently nicknames bestowed that have that level of intricacy?
No. It's special. I think to get a nickname that has some meaning, and it's a special thing.
Like Antonio Freeman being known as Free.
Lame.
Now, he called his nickname for Donald Driver was Haffa.
Haffa.
But it was because he had half a head. Because his head was so small.
There's.
And then it morphed into Hoffa, which then we wondered, like Jimmy Hoffa.
Sure.
But it was really Haffa, as he explained it to me.
Huh.
He was not just wearing a jock strap like he did when he was explaining to me how to get off press man coverage.
I hope nobody clips that up.
I've told that story a bunch of times.
No, but what you just did there, if somebody wants to, it was
Well, don't give anybody ideas.
It was very inappropriate. And I,
what he did. He didn't
No,
lock
I understand,
room.
But you.
It was uncomfortable
just
for me.
Just go back and listen to the tape, and you'll be like, I probably shouldn't have worded it.
Well,
that
now's
way.
Probably the best time for you to tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Is Gina going to be here today?
I don't know. It's a great question, but I know one thing. If you're looking for resiliency in a nickname or in windows, you need to get the Pella experience. The Pella experience, and you're just there. You see it, you feel it, you open it, you close, you compare dozens of windows and door options. You do it from seven different Pella lines, and you do it side by side. Stop by soon, though, because if you order by July 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Make sure to visit the beautiful Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Live from the bog in Saukville, it is the ESPN Milwaukee Open, and it is Wilde and Tausch. More next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I'll give it to Hunter, man.
Yeah,
when it
good.
Comes to DJing, he does a really nice job.
His movie reviews suck, but his music is great.
Okay.
I can't even say it sucks yet because I haven't watched it. So I'm gonna hold out. I'm listening to Francesca, and I know that might not be.
I would like to get back to nicknames, but all the reviews I've heard, and then the only one you mentioned was Mike Francesca.
So if I may.
Mike Francesca, for those of you who are wondering who we're talking about.
If I may, it's probably not fair, but that's where I'm at. And until I see it. Hunter is an avid comic book fan. He loves it. So he is going to be biased. Francesca's not biased. If he thought the movie was entertaining and good, he's going to say, it was a really good movie. But
listen to me at all last week when I talked about how bad the last three appearances of Superman were.
That's fair. I forgot. Like,
Superman's had a tough go.
Hey, I forgot about that.
I'm going to be honest about the movie. This was genuinely the most positive, heartfelt movie for Superman that I've seen since Christopher Reeves. It is levels of like positivity like Ted Lasso. It is genuinely what Superman is supposed to be.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso Superman.
Well, he doesn't have a mustache. And stuff.
Right, whose movie review of Superman would you trust besides Francesca?
That's a really good question. Is Ebert still around?
No, he doesn't.
You wouldn't trust
Robert. Robert, I'd listen to. Guy named Robeson. Whoever Robeson.
Last name Robeson.
If there's a Robeson, I'm going to listen to.
So are you referring to Richard Roper?
I don't know, the dude that did the thumbs up deal.
Ebert and Roper, yeah.
Who does the thumbs up deal? They do it for a living.
Yes. It was Siskel and Ebert.
They do it
then
for a living.
Then it was Ebert and Roper. Richard Roper.
Yeah. Oh, Roper. Okay.
Looking at a few of the reviews, the Associated Press, A Weird Man of Steel is better than a boring one is the headline on that one.
That sounds like a backhanded
IndieWire, James Gunn overcorrects from the Zack Snyder era, and that we learned all about that from Hunter last week. All right, as much as I'd love, 93% of audience
you
rating
realize
on
that
Hunt,
you cannot watch Rotten Family Tomatoes. Feud with your kids. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Is this
raunchy?
I'm sorry. Is this what today's going to be?
Yep.
No. It's not.
We're
it's not. But
what's Steve Harvey's nickname? What prompted, if I may?
Yeah.
What prompted that moment of?
I don't know. We were sitting watching the big dumper win the thing,
mm-hmm. and then you watched Wedding Crashers.
The kids? No, we didn't. The kids were, you know, well, we should get to bed, summer,
Or we could watch Wolf of Wall Street.
No, and as I look at all of us, no, we can't do that yet.
I'm not leaving!
I told you the kid pitching in the midnight game, that's what I went out to the mound and he gave me a Wolf of Wall Street. I'm like, have you seen, I didn't ask him until after, did you see that movie?
This is the conversation you're having on the mound.
You're 14, bro, you shouldn't be watching Wolf of Wall Street, but that's a whole other conversation. But he basically was like, I'm good! I did one of those, and it reminded me of old boy. And
you left him in.
He did.
And then you won.
I'm not leaving.
You got it done. I think everybody fell asleep. But that's so ended up Family Feud was on, and I don't even know what channel it was. And I'm like, oh, and Eleanor's like, oh, it's a great show. And next thing you know, there isn't anything that's not uber sexualized in Family Feud now.
Yeah.
This isn't the day. At least Richard Dawson, now granted, he was out there tongue kissing contestants and falling in love.
Tongue kissing contestants.
But at least it was a little less in your face than what we're seeing with Steve. It is now Family Feud needs to get a rating. You can't watch it.
They need to have like the family friendly Family Feud and then the like After Dark Family Feud.
And then they did a multiple choice in the final countdown. You can't do multiple choice. Whose costume was the best? And literally, this is one of the questions. Superman, Captain America, or Batman? That's the question at the final countdown.
That's a terrible final.
I mean, you can't do that. Why don't you just give them the money? You're going to do that.
The final countdown? What?
You know how you do the final countdown?
Fast money.
Fast money. What the...
No.
Oh. So they do fast money.
I'm old school.
Steve Harvey.
I used to watch with the tongue.
I don't think Family Feud has changed much. In the
Steve Harvey asked the question. He's like, which costume is better or something? The genesis of it. And he's like, Superman, Batman, Rest. So there's literally, you're going to probably get at least 25 points on any of them.
So
like, what are you doing?
Are you familiar with
in the
final Fast
I've
Money?
Heard, I've never heard of a multiple choice.
Correct. That's
it's
that,
insane.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
it's
silly.
Ridiculous.
It's very silly.
Name a place where you would forget your wallet or something like that.
That's typically how it should be. This was multiple choice.
I've never heard of that before.
I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for Family Feud.
I've got some nicknames on the Carbless text line if you're interested in some.
Let's do those. let's let Tausch tell us about Hard Rock Casino Rockford first.
And
then we'll get to those because there is definitely a stream of consciousness vibe to today's show.
No.
You think?
Mike Francesca does the same thing on his does, is
in
he
fairness,
on the radio?
I don't even
in
know.
In fairness, I didn't bring up Superman. I did not. In fairness. You brought up Superman, and I brought up Francesca.
Hunter actually brought up Superman.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just saying I didn't. So for the stream of consciousness, I did bring up Steve Harvey. Nothing to do with Superman.
I think if we check the tape,
yeah, go back and look
when
at
I mentioned that Hunter is Cousins subbing for Jesse in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison
He brought
studios.
Up Superman. Yeah. I did not.
Yeah, Hunter I brought it up, and then Tausch talked out of his butt about Superman, and then Hunter, that's how we ended Hunter up there.
The big dumper.
The big dumper.
Did you know Hunter has a nickname?
That's a tease. Tell us more about Hard Rock Casino.
Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, sportsbook, and a rock shop. The entertainment venue, Jesse knows all about it.
Oh,
Bradshaw. I don't think they've announced anything else. Who's coming down there? Kevin Hart's coming down.
Kevin Hart will be there among many other acts you can check out online.
There not yet.
There's
Chris
a
Rock
lot going on.
I don't know for sure if Steve Harvey is, but if he did, he'd have 1,000 feet of LED screens to enhance the experience for up to 2,000 guests. Again, Hard Rock Casino Rockford. The Wilde and Tausch Show, we got some fun stuff brewing. Jesse's got some brewers. Futures going. It's fun. Head on down there, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90, about an hour outside of Madison in Rockford, Illinois.
Live from the ESPN Milwaukee Open at the Bog in Saukville, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Every day is like a blank canvas. You know you can paint it any way you want it. You can draw a black cloud, you can make the sunshine, color in a rainbow, or use black and white. Open up your eyes and your imagination.
All right, before stream of consciousness Tausch takes us in another direction, I would like to hear some of the nicknames that have been submitted on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-37.
Just wait 70. A second.
Oh, no.
Kirk Herbstreit weighs in on Mike Francesca's review. And Hunter, you can admit you are a big Kirk Herbstreit fan, right?
It's waned in the last few years.
You don't like, all of a sudden now, you don't like Kirk Herbstreit. Mr. Captain America himself, Mr. College Football. We don't like Kirk Herbstreit? Because Kirk Herbstreit says, agree with, and I quote,
nice catch.
Thank you.
In caps, every sentence Francesca says, movie was in caps, awful,
wow.
Exclamation point. And I know you guys don't like Dave Portnoy, but Portnoy, same thing, Francesca's deal. Announcement, I will not be watching Superman. Thank you, Mike.
So wait, so his review is I'm not going to see the movie because Mike Francesa
yes.
said it sucks.
But
so that's not a review.
And no, that Kirk Herbstreit supplemented.
But Herbstreit is basically saying the movie was awful. That's not like, oh, there's some parts that were a little tepid or anything. He's saying
it stinks.
Just to
be clear, you have not seen the film.
No,
either.
I will watch it when it's on the airplane. I will, and then I'll give a full review.
Hunter,
and I'm guessing it's going to be more Franceschi than Hunter.
Hunter,
yeah.
Just breathe, okay? Just breathe.
Yeah, I'm just going to say there's a certain theme to the people that don't like the movie.
Yeah, certain theme
there
is.
Boy.
To Kirk Herbstreit? You could say Portnoy, but I don't know how you're getting Herbstreit in there.
Yeah.
People who are overworked.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Has Michelle Tafoya chimed in yet?
When did we start not liking Kirk Herbstreit?
What's his nickname? His nickname is Captain America.
Herbie.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Jesse, what do you have on the talking text line?
We don't like Fowler either. I mean,
no, we like Fowler.
John Axford.
What did Fowler say about the movie?
I haven't seen. I'll check.
The Axeman.
He probably can't. He was covering Wimbledon. Maybe he saw it on the flight home.
Dave and Aaron says the Axeman, John Axford, one of his favorite Wisconsin nicknames.
It's an obvious one, but it's a good one to bring up.
Especially when he's the closer and he's coming in, he's giving him the axe.
Sure.
Gumby for Jim Gantner. Mm-hmm. Do I want to ask what was the origins of Gumby? I don't know.
They mentioned it in just a bit outside, but it's kind of because he was kind of a.
Tried the corner and missed?
No, the film. But yeah. He was the Brewers of 82's Yogi Berra.
Okay.
He would say things that didn't quite make sense, kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
Not a Packer, but Crazy Legs Hirsch from Jim on the South Side.
Elroy Hirsch with two mentions in two shows now, having gotten a mention with Gabe and Chewy on Jen, Gabe and Chewy as well.
Nice.
Elijah Poinette agrees Magic Man is one of his
favorites. It's a good one.
And here's an interesting one from Jack Rabbit Mama. Not a fan of Big Woo that seems to be omnipresent for Brandon Woodruff.
I kind of like that.
He should have cut that
Big
short
Woo?
Right away. Big Woo.
I kind of like that.
I always thought he went by Woody.
That's what I thought, too. And then when he came back from injury, it's all so, everybody's got the shirts that said Big Woo, Big Woo.
Big Woo.
What about Andre Bad Moon Risen?
Good one.
It's a good one.
And was that something that was given to him by Chris, not by Chris Fowler,
Fowler,
by Chris Berman?
I heard his movie reviews suck because he likes Kirk Herbstreit. Now I'm trying to correlate this. Continue.
Thierry Odd now says, what's Dan Orlovsky's movie review?
That's a great question.
Actually, I would like to hear Dan's review on that.
Maybe that's who we want the Superman review from.
Maybe he isn't qualified to give a review either. I don't know.
Well, everyone's qualified to
doesn't
have an
seem
opinion
like
on
it.
A movie.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
But you're presenting Kirk Herbstreit like he was Roger Ebert.
If he feels that strongly about it, it means it probably sucked to him.
Like if it to was, him.
If it was milk toasty, he probably didn't
so
care.
So then, again, I didn't really think
I
this was going to be a debate today.
I'm
but
not debating
if the audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes is 93%, that means a lot of people saw it and liked it.
Sure, great.
So I don't know if we can make the blanket statement that all the reviews I've seen have
that
been that
I've
it sucked.
Seen.
But you've still only seen one review.
You just read the New York or USA Today's and it was not great.
You read Kirk Herbstreit agreeing with someone else's review. And then Dave Portnoy saying he's not going to see it because of those reviews.
Yeah, reviews. Do people watch Yelp? Because then Yelp will say, I'm not going to that restaurant because so-and-so didn't.
And if you went by Yelp, you would not go to the tornado room because you've seen that comedian who tells the story of the Yelp review of the tornado. I sent you the video.
That doesn't mean I watched it.
You're monitoring Superman reviews on Twitter like it's NBA free agency.
He's an NBA insider, don't you know.
On the nickname topic, how do we feel about team-wide nicknames? So if we said like the what was the 85 Bears? What was their?
Well, they had the Super Bowl Shuffle, but I don't think they had a team-wide nickname. Or the Bears,
the Legion of Boom for the Seattle Seahawks.
That's a good one. For their defense. Yes, yeah, that is a good one.
Orange Crush, mm-hmm. The
purple people eaters.
Yep. The Doomsday defense.
Yeah. Doomsday app.
Joe Barry's crew.
The greatest show on turf.
The Steel Curtain.
So good one. How do we compare those
Did
to
Lombardi
the individuals?
Did Lombardi have anything? Was there any monikers for Lombardi's offense?
I don't
or defense?
Think so. No.
Well, that seems like a missed opportunity.
I don't have a time machine. As much as I feel bad about them missing that opportunity.
Well, maybe Superman can
I do. Well, yeah, he's got to spin the world. That's the previous version. All right, so... What have we established so far today?
There's a lot of really good Packer nicknames is what I've come to.
Are there any on the team currently that are even remotely interesting or everything's like
Jay
you said?
Love.
Although he does have that signature, which is
signature's
the J,
awesome.
The
is
heart,
fun,
and
yeah.
The number 10.
Very fun. Yeah, I don't know if there is one.
I don't think there is.
It's too bad.
All right, we will continue with our nicknames
Elton
and movie.
Elton Jenkins should, as versatile as he is, like
Sir Elton.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he has the creative nickname of Big E.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think something like a Swiss Army knife or something, because he's been able to do it at so many spots. That would be, like, showing his versatility needs to be part of
so
his
did
nickname.
You want to try and bestow some?
No, I'm not there.
Like Aaron Banks?
Banksy?
Matthew Golden's got some potential.
Yeah? Yep, he does. Elton, it would have had to have been already because, I mean, there's a chance, Lord knows, he might have. Who knows if he even plays this year at this point? I think he will, but this could be his last year, and I don't know if I want to put in the kind of time to come up with something for six more months.
Didn't we try to come up with one for Kenny
Are
Clark?
Are you that pressed for time that you don't want to put in the time
I
on
have
a,
so much
on a
It's not about time. It's about capacity.
Bandwidth.
He's got to read more Superman reviews.
Or he didn't even read any of them. He watched,
I watched
Francesca. And that's all he did. Yeah.
Monsters of the Midway is what I was trying to think of with the
That's a good one.
That wasn't
Bears.
From the 85 Bears. That's a historical, like, yeah. I believe, from the George Halas era.
Harvey's Wallbangers.
That's a good one. See, you're doing – this is great and so much better than our discussion of the Superman movie. Aaron Banks, I don't know if he's got a nickname or not, but he should consider banking at Associated Banks.
AB.
Lots of locations all around Green Bay, all around Wisconsin. It's not the number of branches, though. It's the roots that make a bank local, and
oh,
they
good.
Are rooted
I like
in
that.
Banks. They came up with it. I just stole it.
Oh, I thought for sure you ad-libbed that, and I was going to give you some love.
I wanted to be honest. I think it's important to be honest.
To be honest.
They are great. They've been a great partner of ours since the very beginning of the show, and they've got great customer service. I tell you about it all the time. Early pay, access to your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early. Credit monitoring to make sure your credit is where it needs to be in order for you to make those big purchases. And, of course, fraud protection. I experienced it. They were on top of it from the start. Something that I'd signed up for. It got my information, and it was not a Nigerian prince, but it was problematic, and they were on top of it. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We roll on from the ESPN Milwaukee Open, presented by Delzer. Live from the Bog in Saukville, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is our crew.
A drive, left center, deep, see you later! Caleb Durbin, turn out the lights!
You're listening to Madison's new home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 100.5 ESPN.
Look, if we're going to have any sort of conversation about nicknames, and Steve the Homer True, who I prefer to call the GOAT, or the Falcon, which he also nicknamed himself at some juncture.
Right.
When he was told that to be successful in radio, yes, you had to have a nickname.
By Captain Whammo. Correct, yes.
Which was his real name, oddly, was not a nickname. His name was Captain Whammo.
No, that was his nickname. I know. I didn't. More. People don't know back then. This is like talking about Vince Lombardi. It's so old, people don't really know anymore.
Old Testament, some might
yes,
say. Like
correct.
When Wisconsin
Don
won the
Hudson.
National title.
Don Hudson, yeah.
So you gave yourself the Falcon.
Correct.
You gave yourself Homer.
Yes.
You gave yourself Homer?
How? Sound like Arnold Palmer. Because
Arnold Palmer said.
Arnold Palmer complained. Give yourself, you can't give yourself a nickname.
Mark Tauscher, meet
in
Arnold
radio.
Palmer.
That's what you did. Wolfman Jack. They all had nicknames. That's what you did. My friend Captain Whammo. It was not Captain Whammo when he worked in Milwaukee. He worked in Milwaukee for like 3 days. He was Tom Jones. And why he picked that nickname, I don't know. And there are 100 others. So that's what you did. He made us pick a nickname, and I thought I came up with the Falcon. That's actually my favorite nickname because I thought I would be doing a disc jockey at night. When you start, you're last, and you work 6 to midnight, you're listening to the Falcon at night. Oh, baby, that's good. I like it today as much as I invented it in 1980. I got to WIXK in New Richmond, and I told them, I'm the Falcon.
Is that where Blood McNally's from? Is New Richmond?
Might
right?
be. I don't. At that time, there were more cows than people in the county. It was very, very small. I get there, and the guy goes,
"You know, New Zealand's a 7-to-1 ratio, sheep to people."
I didn't know that.
It's crazy.
I don't feel bad about not knowing much about New Zealand, other than that people say it's a better place to go than Australia. So if you're going,
well,
that
there's
part
less stuff that kills you.
I don't. Is that why?
No, Australia, everything kills you. New Zealand, nothing kills you.
Really?
Yep.
What kills you in Australia?
Snakes and sharks and
I'm not going to be
kangaroos.
Even if
who? Kangaroos.
Even if I'm just there and then going to the Australian Open, I sit down in my seat and I got to worry about a snake.
Well, I think there's different stuff. I'm just telling you, it's a different world.
All right.
So if we're going to talk nicknames, though,
yes,
we wanted to make sure, and since you were sitting nearby with Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, it was a great opportunity. But you actually interjected that you have an update to the Charles
well,
Woodson
yes, that
Chuck
he said
story?
You don't call Chuck.
Yeah, you
because
don't.
When I was first covering the Packers, James Lofton was the star player. And anybody, I think somebody said that somebody's a better the greatest wide receiver of all time. Mm-hmm. If you pick anybody that James Lofton, you clearly never saw him play, or you didn't see
Sterling
Don Hudson.
Sterling Sharp is better than James Lofton.
No,
he was.
No, he just wasn't. James Lofton could do everything Sterling Sharp did, and he was one of the great down the field.
The numbers would tell you that's not the case, but okay.
Again, let's emphasize, it was a different game then.
That is definitely true.
And so I don't know how to do it with wide receivers.
It's like 5 years difference.
What?
James Lofton was in Green Bay till 86, 87?
He then played with Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. No, I understand.
Okay. During the short time.
He was drafted in 1978.
With Sterling Sharp, for the years that he played all of them, Sterling Sharp was legitimately as dominant as any wide receiver. Okay. I mean, I'll give you that.
All right.
But
James Lofton's final season with the Green Bay Packers was 1986. Nicely done.
Okay.
But look at some of his, I mean, it's like you
totally different game. We all agree on that.
Right, I haven't figured out how to do it with wide receivers. The way you do it with quarterbacks is they have a phrase, QB plus, which rates the quarterback rating relative to what it was in their era. For example, the greatest season ever.
Oh, it's like OPS plus.
Correct. Another perfect. Because the greatest season ever by a Packer quarterback was Bart Starr after they won the championships. His quarterback rating plus. Why? Because quarterbacks didn't have ratings that high because they didn't throw as much. So relative to the other quarterbacks, that's how you're
and
most
And they threw
dominant.
More interceptions, and it was harder to have a high completion percentage because they were throwing riskier throws.
All,
it wasn't
until
all the
Bill
wide
Walsh
open underneath
showed
stuff.
Up.
Right.
Bill Walsh changed
okay,
it all.
Okay, so what is
so James
Charles
Lofton was always viewed it, and one day
somebody called him Jim.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, boy.
Someone
like
go. No, I mean, you've interviewed him how many times? The first person you always wanted to interview is James Lofton. No one, everybody called him James, and I don't even remember the guy. He comes up and he goes, Jim. James Lofton, as only could, looked at him and went, Jim? He didn't say Jim again. And no, whatever. This is more than you want to know. I think in the black culture, it's like they do Robert instead of Bob. Charles does not like Chuck in the black culture. James does not like Jim. I never asked Jim Lofton because, but I think if you know Charles Woodson, I would say that's what the issue is.
Yeah, I don't know why he, but Aaron Rodgers learned it the hard way too. Like you and Cliffy weren't the only ones who experienced that. Rodgers did not get off to a good start.
If he actually asked me, I would have told him. You can't call him Chuck. How do you know?
Well, I would just say that. And you know what? During the break, I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna text him and ask him about Chuck.
And Homer says it's racial.
That's a great idea.
Why not? It's cool.
I just don't think it's a great idea.
Isn't it?
No. We want to have him back on the show.
Do you have any
No, I'm not going to call him Chuck.
Right. Any blacks on the Packers that were Bob? Was there a Bob?
I don't know if Charles is – like, the one thing about Charles, beyond nickname, whatever you called him,
sure,
is that the way he carried himself – and the coolness factor, like...
Yeah, I thought it was more from a professional standpoint.
Right,
I didn't think it was a racial thing.
You know who he was? He was Paul Horning.
Hmm.
He was a current-day Paul Horning.
Except
is Golden Boy the best nickname of any Packer player?
Minister of Defense.
I agree.
By the way, somebody mentioned that Troy Vincent, who I thought they should have taken more than Troy, was significantly better as a pro. He is my buy, and his career with Troy Vincent is very close. In fact, I believe T-Buck had more interceptions. I'm guessing Troy Vincent was probably an all-pro maybe. So Troy Vincent was better, but it's very close. There is a huge lack of appreciation.
So for everyone that says that was one of the – and Jason's one of these guys that said that was one of the big mistakes.
No.
Chris Chambers.
Ron Wolf said it was one of the big mistakes.
Yeah, he was wrong.
I'm just letting you
know.
He
gave up on him too soon. But
Chris Chambers over Ferg.
No, Ferguson over Chris
Chambers.
So
that
is
– it kind of goes back to the not
Badger
taking thing. The Wisconsin guy ahead. And your argument is T-Buck had as good of a career, if not better, than Troy Vincent. Nobody would say that about Ferg and Chris Chambers.
I mean, he's one of the top cornerbacks in terms of interceptions.
He has 50 career interceptions.
Look at all – Herb Adderley fewer. Troy Vincent fewer.
So we gave up on T-Buck too soon?
A little soon, but I know the background story, and I wish to credit Cliff Kristol. He will not tell you publicly. This was where Ron made a mistake. So I will, but I won't
Troy
use
Vincent
the specific
words. Troy
Vincent
went to five Pro Bowls.
Yes.
He
T-Buck
was
went to zero.
All pro twice.
Yes, so that's better. There's no – that's bad.
T-Buck, meanwhile.
Zero. Zero and zero.
No Pro Bowls.
Yes.
So that's a tough argument Homer's going to have to make.
No. Vincent wins.
No.
But
I'm
it's
saying,
closer.
But it'd be a tough argument for you to try to win.
Yes. But it's closer. T-Buck was way better than people think because – all right. So
I'm on board with that. But
so
you,
the reason he took him was –
it was close. He
was
not as close as you're saying.
Okay, I'll give you that. I don't know how close it is to say it's closer than you think.
Troy Vincent, by the way, had 47 interceptions.
Correct. Yes.
And has a few more accomplishments.
Well, no, but that's my point is, how do you have more interceptions and have none of that stuff because you lasted so long? And you play. He played any. And how many Super Bowls does Troy Vincent have? Zippo.
What we're finding out is longevity is not as big of a deal in today's day and age, and because. We're looking at a guy that's going to pitch the seventh inning tonight in the Miz.
Yes.
Who's got five starts in his
right. Well,
so
everybody.
Those accolades.
Everybody needs to know why that is.
No, we all know. We went over it ad nauseum, but I'm just saying there is a difference in what it used to be.
And Darrell Revis, by the way, who's largely considered one of the greatest cover corners.
Revis Island, great nickname.
Exactly. That's what I was hoping you would say.
You're
29
welcome.
Career interceptions.
Correct.
So I don't think interceptions are necessarily
well,
the
check to see.
Interceptions
check
used to be
to see,
a lot easier to find.
Check to see how many people up there that
the
in the league that he's in are in the Hall of Fame.
So what did Cliff Kristol tell you not to tell us?
The Rodgers effect has probably had as big of an impact
on
the defensive back.
Great point.
So Ron Wolf made a mistake.
If I could finish, then actually the quarterback position where it is now, you cannot – there. You remember Favre threw 28 picks. Peyton Manning did.
And that was just in that playoff game.
You will get – That's completely mean. Run out the league if you do that now. Correct. Rodgers has set that tone. Now, if you're in the mid-teens,
it's
people are looking
high.
At you like, what the hell's the matter with you?
You're right.
That wasn't the case back in the day. So, of course,
Nailed
the
it.
Defensive back numbers are going to dip, and it's all because of the Rodgers effect. You can catalog, you can
the
catalog
different,
that.
No, I think it's all
that's a great, that's
Bill
really
Walsh. Good. It's all Bill
no.
Walsh. No. They have adjusted to what Bill Walsh started, but that's why. You should never throw an interception because there's always somebody short and stuff you can release. All right.
Are you golfing today?
Yes.
Okay, so you need to tell this Cliff Crystal story.
So Cliff Crystal says, I can tell you why he took. He thought that Terrell Buckley was Deion Sanders. That's how they were selling T-Buck. And he thought he would have a very good positive impact in the locker room. That in the locker room, they had nobody with any pizzazz, juice, whatever. And he
like
got
Liberace.
Him because the phrase that Ron Wolf
Flamboyancy.
Used. The phrase that Ron Wolf used that Cliff Crystal told me, I cannot repeat.
Well, then don't they, do it. They so had, you're doing it
but,
anyway.
Well, no, but premise was it was all based on that T-Buck was like, and he wasn't.
Which he wasn't.
He was
correct.
Just so far different, and so it failed.
He was morning time, and Deion was prime time.
Right, but he didn't have the same
like
character.
That?
I mean, I didn't know this,
no, he
but
wasn't
T-Buck,
that kind of guy.
T-Buck spent all his time with Russ, with Reggie White. Reggie was a minister of defense, and
Terrell
Buckley said he was like the secretary of defense because he – his spiritual interest was very similar to
– And T-Buck came from Florida State, and there was a narrative of him as a college player that he was like Deion.
Correct, and he
but
wasn't.
Personality-wise, he wasn't.
He totally. And he said, by the fourth year, I finally got used to the weather. He said, I hated it. But by the last year, he said, and then they got rid of him.
Took
why?
4 years to get
Again,
get
legitimate beef. And he also, Ron, well, the wide receivers were so big. Right, that you had to deal with Herman Moore. That T-Buck was
yeah, he
small.
Played three seasons in Green Bay. Then he went to Miami.
He had nine interceptions.
Well, that's why it took him 4 years to get used to the weather. He moved to Miami.
So
he never actually got used to the weather.
I off the air, I will tell you the two words that
probably good.
No, that, I can't do it.
I know, I appreciate it.
But you
good.
You know Ron Wolf. You can imagine what he might have said in terms of there was no juice in the locker room at all. He wanted somebody. And I don't know who did that. Reggie White kind of did. Who took?
Leroy Butler.
Leroy Butler took
yes.
the leadership
yes.
Vocal.
All right, so you're going to go play golf. We're still going to talk to you later in
By
the week.
By the way, anybody wanted to
tomorrow?
Get better in golf, you go to YouTube, Nick Faldo. Nick Faldo is the best instructor to help. And there are like 8 million things you can follow on YouTube now. So people's golf games are going crazy because they get something new every day. Nick Faldo is the best for an
best,
average
Jerry,
person.
The best.
What?
Okay.
He'll help people's game more.
Even you.
He helps everybody,
Homer's
yeah.
A player. Homer's a good player.
There's only difference
He's a good
between,
ball finder.
No, the only difference between Tausch and I don't got near as much sand in my bag.
Thanks,
bye.
We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour live from the ESPN Milwaukee Open presented by Delzer from the Bog in Saukville. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.